Weapons of Mass Discussion.
30 seconds.
Well, actually, you just fell for the Poland trap.
Tonight, Iran...
Whoa, levels are off.
Iran sets off a missile to the moon. Well, not quite the moon.
They're already attacking us because we own the moon.
Basically.
Yes,
that's true, because we got there first.
Tonight, Iran blows the meter off. What the
heck? Who knows? This system never works right. Also, James Cameron tries to dig things up.
About Jesus. And nobody believes.
And fails. All right, also, John McCain, election 2008. We're going to talk about that. We feel we have to. We're feeling obligated. Keep up.
They keep you up
to date with stuff you don't care about. Also, Wilbur's. Reopening Wilbur's?
What's it going to be? What is Wilbur's?
Exactly. We'll talk about that.
Rather.
And finally, Christian Rave's Part 3. We're going to talk about that. And more.
That's going on right now, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It looked like they were setting up for that.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah,
no, something's going on in the union here. And we don't know what's going on. So if you know what's going on,
there's always like fancy lights.
You can give us a call. In fact, if you want to talk about anything we just brought up or something entirely different, give us a call. Extension 5351 if you are on campus.
And if you're off campus, it's 796-5351.
There you go.
Not
and
too
if,
hard.
And if you want to get in touch with us online,
just send us an IM.
AOL Instant Messenger, V requests.
Are we allowed to talk about this on air? Did you read this?
I don't even know what that is.
You should read that when you get a chance.
Okay. I'll read that when we get a chance.
We might not be able to talk about that.
Talk about...
It seems like it's a little DJ confidential.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Well,
okay, so
we'll talk about something that you can't hear about.
So if you want to call in and talk about anything we just mentioned or anything else except for this sheet, which I don't even know what it says.
It's replacing the mouse pad right now. That's how important it is.
I was going to say, if it's about mouse pads, then it's not very important.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, that's our stuff for tonight.
Mostly. Oh, yeah, we forgot one thing.
Yeah.
Did we?
Did we?
The Equality Ride.
We are going to be touching on that.
We're going to touch on it a little bit.
More so, we're going to be hyping what we're planning on, having a show in 1 week or 2 weeks about that. So
big show.
It's kind of, I don't want to say it's sparked if anything can spark controversy on campus, it's certainly Equality Ride, their planned visit.
And a touchy subject of homosexuality.
We want to handle it as best we can.
Professionally.
Correct.
But we have to be professional.
And as do you, because the whole emphasis is on you, audience participation, in all our normal shows, as well as, of course, that show. So prepare for that. We're going to probably 2 weeks. I want to say 2 weeks, but we'll let you more as the night progresses. They're coming April, mid-April, I think. I want to say April 10th, something like that.
Oh.
I want to pull up the calendar on the computer here, except it's probably going to not let me. Oh, okay. Oh, wow. See, I try that to see, you know, what the date is in the computer labs, and I don't have access. here we have.
Yeah, you can't even change the date and time.
All right, let's see.
Which
April.
Why would it even matter if you did, since they never save any of your settings anyway?
I don't know.
It's really not. Except for what the person on there you typed into Google search.
If you could install software, and if it was still stupid as it was in 1993, so you could set the time back so you can keep using 30-day trial software, I guess that's a reason to stop you from doing that. But it's been 14 years. I don't think
they caught on to that.
Hopefully. But, you know.
You never know.
Is your headphone sounding kind of strange?
Mine sounds very
hollow.
Muffled.
Yeah.
It's very muffled. Yeah.
I don't know what.
These are supposed to be really good headphones, I thought. Maybe it's
I don't know what's going on.
Maybe that helps?
Yeah, just a little
that's
bit.
That's why. It was really quiet.
What happened?
I sound a lot better now.
What happened?
The headphone monitor was turned down.
Oh. See, I thought it was turned down, but I didn't think it was.
This
all
is
the way
why
down.
Professionals have engineers.
Yes.
It helps them do their show a lot better. But it also helps makes our show a lot more interesting.
That's true. You have that student
functionality
radio show. Yeah.
Everything out.
So, yeah. So again, for the second week, not in a row. Can't say in a row. Our second show in a row. You can call in and be on the air.
You can hear your own voice over the radio and feel famous.
If you listen to our first broadcast. And you were looking for us last week. You
were disappointed.
Yeah, it was automated.
Or maybe you
were
happy.
Maybe you were happy.
Maybe you hated us.
Maybe you weren't at the radio because you were at the rave. We'll talk about that later.
Yes.
That's if you've been to the rave, by the way, last week, give us a call. Give us an IM.
Yeah, we
want to
hear
what
your
thoughts.
Yeah. We want to know what was going on.
Certain co-hosts didn't even attend, but
certain co-hosts. Took naps longer than they wanted.
You were there last year, though. Right?
I was. It was awesome.
Yeah,
but
I remember
it was even better. I mean, this year you set off the fire alarm with the fog machine.
Yeah, it was incredible.
I can't believe I missed that. I can't believe I missed that. That's
so,
a milestone.
The fog machine or the fire alarm or the rave?
All of it.
Oh, okay. Okay. And for those who did attend or would have liked to attend, I hear rumor on the internets. And also in person, more so in person, actually, technically only on the internet, that there's going to be another rave next year, possibly in the fall. I'm not sure about that.
Really?
I think it should be a semesterly thing. I don't think it should be a yearly thing.
Hmm.
It's so much fun. You know. So anyway,
I think they should do it like the end of the semester, every semester.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Kind of like a
break. I wanted them to have it instead of they had it in early March. Actually, March 3rd last year. And I think it was the 3rd. Anyway, and I wanted to have it on reading day. But they said that would violate the
handbook.
It would violate the all quiet hours thing. Because you could have called it reading rave.
Reading, where everybody has a book.
Yeah.
And they project.
It's kind of like reading rainbow. Except
it's nothing like that at all.
Reading Rainbow. You know.
You know
our computer was turned off. Okay, you want to turn it on? Now we can have the punchline? There we go. All right. That was at least 30
again,
seconds
why
of build-up.
We need an engineer again.
Really?
It's going to hit us. In
we need an engineer and we need someone to screen calls because certain people like to call up and then laugh and then hang up and apparently that alone is funny. Although they're laughing while they're on the air, so it can't be that funny because they would be on the air and not say anything or say just gibberish and then hang up the phone and then laugh. But that's not the way it works. I'm kind of confused. It's completely irrational.
I like having the godly powers here, if that's not too blasphemous, and just being able to hit this yellow button and then they're gone forever. That's a good...
In addition to the yellow button...
You can also hang up the phone.
Can also hang up the phone, but I keep it right here, so all I have to do is literally just let go, and it'll fall down, and you'll be disconnected forever. you could call back.
You probably could.
We wouldn't know, because we're not that
sophisticated. At our screening rate, we probably wouldn't be able to pick up on that. We don't want to advertise that, though.
Oh, I wanted to mention, next week, we will have one of the founders of the... M. Rave, Miller Rave, on the program.
Oh, he's coming in.
Also for our audience and for our podcasting listeners, we are considering changing our hours from 5 to 7 on Saturdays.
We're thinking about maybe bringing it down a notch.
And I'll tell you where I got this inspiration because you might wonder where that came from. Well,
I kept trying to leave
last,
early.
No. Last, well, that too. But also last week... it was a rave, and I had a friend come up. He graduated last year, and we tried to find a movie to watch, and there wasn't really anything, which is kind of ironic because between our apartment and a friend's apartment, you know, we must have 300 movies, and the only one we could decide on watching was The Fifth Element. And as you know, well, you don't know because you haven't watched it.
Well, I've seen, like, the first half.
Well, anyway.
Well, not even the first half. More like the middle quarter.
One of the most annoying characters, kind of the Jar Jar Binks, except you don't really mind because he doesn't have that annoying a voice of the movie, had a radio show from 5 to 7. I don't know where that came from. I think actually the idea came first, and then I just kind of put...
You just justified it by saying...
By saying that I saw it in the movie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Whatever works.
So, so if you want to talk about politics or...
We love talking about politics.
Or The Fifth Element, which came out 10 years ago.
Yeah. Ooh, has it been?
Yeah, 1997.
It's dated.
Not that dated, though. Well,
there we go.
Good job there.
I'm back.
Yeah. I want to do... How do you...
I think these spring-loaded mic stands are getting worse every day. Every time we come in here to use them, they're in worse and worse condition.
Yep.
What do you want to start out with?
Well, I was going to start out from top to bottom in our list here. So our first item would
what's with Microsoft Office not collating when you click collate?
I'm not aware of that. Do you have the new one?
I use
2007?
I use
the lab computer. The lab.
Huh, I clicked
weird.
Collate and it wouldn't collate. It just kept spewing.
Usually
out
it collates
pages.
Automatically for me. I've never had to click that.
I mean, it works in
that little box that says collate.
Acrobat.
Like Colgate.
No, it's nothing like the toothpaste.
Well,
or,
it sounds
or
like
the college.
Toothpaste. It sounds like the toothpaste.
Well, yeah, a little bit.
And since we're a non-commercial station, we cannot
give you
the price of Colgate toothpaste. So for more information,
isn't that like
go to Colgate. No, you cannot say. You do not.
I just bought a couple last week.
Do not. I'm going to cut your mic. I cut his mic. He started to tell us prices, and you cannot do that on the air. Now, if you call up and you tell us prices, we're going to have to hang up on you. And our friends at Fox Security.
They'll come get you.
Is going to call the local authorities.
Who they led by.
And they'll visit you. Fair?
Balanced.
Fair.
Balanced.
That's, of course, I don't know if you're a fan of Bill O'Reilly, but...
Big Papa.
Big Papa Bear Bill O'Reilly. He kicked off a listener, or kicked off a caller.
How can he kick off a listener? I wish we could kick off a few listeners.
I don't think he would be that extreme. He kicked off a caller who mentioned the name Keith Olbermann.
Oh, no.
Who is not a fan of Bill O'Reilly, but besides, all he said was the name. He said, I like listening to you, Bill O'Reilly, during the day, and then I listen to Keith Olbermann at night, and I don't know what his slant was, but the second he said Olbermann, he was cut off the program. And then Bill said that if you start saying slanderous remarks or something to that effect, Fox Security will call you, and they'll also call the local authorities, and the authorities will then come to your house and arrest you or threaten you. He didn't elaborate. Next week, if we have a break, I'll try and find the audio thing, and if not next week.
I feel like that, Bill O'Reilly is just a sensationalist most of the time.
You know what?
He just does those things for effect.
I'll tell you what. Here it would be the best combination ever, all right? Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, and Ann Coulter run the Boston Police Department.
Oh, my. It seems like that's what's going on right
I'm
now.
I'm kidding, of course.
Oh, my God.
Boston doesn't need any help. They're kind of... And if you haven't heard this, Boston, a few weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I think, something like that.
Three
or four. Some people executed a guerrilla marketing campaign for Adult Swim, which is on Cartoon Network. And it was basically a light bright posted around town, the same kind of a replica. And it wasn't always only Boston, but anyway, they posted these things.
Yeah, they put them in like four other cities, didn't
they? Yeah, yeah. Boston, Chicago, I want to say New York. I mean, that would be a logical choice, and then probably something else. Los Angeles, maybe. And Boston, they thought they called it a bomb squad. No other city did that, to my knowledge. They called it a bomb squad, and these people, the two people, I'm not sure about that, the two people who were responsible, who were hired by Cartoon Network to do this, are being prosecuted, or at least were. I'm not sure what the status is on that, and only recently. Word is that Boston Police Department, something happened with, all I know is that something happened with crosswalk, walk, do not walk sign, and it is on the ground. They knocked it down. I don't know how.
Oh my god.
There's been
Did you see the stickers they started putting everywhere?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that on the internet.
Not a bomb.
Do not panic. This is not a bomb.
They put one on a cone.
Yeah. I saw
that. And there was one was on like a door.
ATM.
Yeah. Don't worry. They're not bombs. Anyway.
So anyway. The liberals love the light bright.
Yeah.
So anyway, I guess we're compelled to talk about Iran. I think if we had to pick between elections 2008 and Iran, I'd talk about Iran because, and part of it is the whole you have to keep up with it. But part of it is that some people, at least, are expecting, especially some people inside the government or were inside the government, are expecting us to take actual action, direct action against Iran. So, if the war on terror, I don't know how to pronounce the way he pronounces
terrorist.
It. If that expands to Iran, then obviously it's going to have a huge impact on everybody. So.
That'll be a massive war.
So,
if you think about
it's obviously
it, though,
something of interest in that regard.
I mean, I don't think our army could take on a war against Iran.
I think it would be Vietnam.
Our Navy basically. And our Air Force that would be mainly fighting that war. And they don't have a big stake in the Iraq war, so I can see if I was a general, I'd want a piece of the action here.
Yeah.
And probably want to push a little Iran war.
Yeah. And I think it would eventually turn into what Vietnam was towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
Quote unquote, not a lot of actual, well, that too. Well, you could argue it's already that way. And you'd be right. No. They, quote-unquote, like, the official policy for Vietnam towards the end of the war was that there were no ground troops. There were, but it was not officially acknowledged. And there wasn't a lot.
It wasn't
even
officially a war.
True. But we haven't had officially a war since World War II, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
So, anyway. So I think that's the way they would try to wage something against Iran, because, frankly, Iran has a huge army.
I mean, it makes Iraq look even more ridiculous, like it was just a big stepping stone. Because I mean, we installed four huge
bases.
Well,
if you think about it, we're friends with Pakistan, we're in Afghanistan, we're in Iraq, we're surrounding them basically. Mm-hmm.
Basically, we got a massive areas to deploy from now that we've controlled.
So
we can fit most of our big weapons in there.
Yeah. Weapons of mass
destruction.
Destruction. Not discussion.
No.
It's kind of a... The more I reflect on our name, I don't know. Is it original or is it stupid? I think it's both.
I think it's original.
I think it's a little both.
I think it's original because we do make fun of Bush a lot on the show. I mean, it's easy. Like, I feel bad because it's kind of almost a cop-out to make fun
weapons
of Bush.
Weapons of mass discussion.
That took forever to piece together, by the way. But that's not what I thought I was trying to... Okay, here's the...
You just fell for the trap.
Or that you just fell for the Poland trap.
That's a game.
And I refuse to play.
Now, I think it's interesting that his generals are threatening to quit if he orders an Iran attack.
That's by far... Let me just mention then, because this is not quite as interesting. It's interesting, but not quite as interesting about their Iranian rocket. It's been dubbed like the Iranian Sputnik. They're about, what, 50 years too late, 40 years too late, something like that. But anyway.
They're a little behind.
So Iranian media say the country has successfully launched the first rocket, its first rocket, capable of reaching space.
Ooh.
But officials later said it was for research and would not go into orbit. So they're developing a space program, probably not as controversial or interesting as their nuclear program, power program.
They can be combined.
And you know what? I think about the whole nuclear dispute, they could probably get away with actually working on nuclear power and creating so much fear and chaos and whatever that they're actually using that for negative means, that they get all the benefits of negative means. North Korea comes to mind. They signed a deal and they get stuff as a result of having nukes. I think they're probably... It would make sense to them for them to reap all the benefits of having a nuclear weapons program
without actually having one. Maybe the president's just doing it all to get money.
That would make sense.
Be like,
oh, it would make sense.
They're
because
not
gonna
pay
they would be something.
To me unless I'm a massive threat, and if I'm a massive threat, I can work out a deal and get some money
right.
that I wouldn't otherwise have.
Right.
Huh.
Especially with their ties to Hezbollah. Hezbollah? I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but anyway, their ties with Hezbollah. Because I saw in the news recently, a few days ago, that they're trying to step up their aggressiveness with Israel again.
Again.
So, those ties, whether real or not real about a nuclear weapons program, that's definitely an influence they would have. So, anyway. Are we done with the rocket? I think we're done with the rocket.
I didn't even get anything on the rocket.
What, you didn't get the BBC news?
Oh, it's probably in the back.
Sorry also for the mic noises. The mics are pretty...
You just got to find a happy medium there. Kind of deal with it.
This is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Anyway.
Now look, you can tell this is British because it's a program with an E. And two M's.
And two M's. Yeah. Mostly the two M's part. So, yeah.
It would destabilize the region because it's so stable, right?
What would destabilize the...
Their
I see what you're talking...
The cutout there.
Yeah. A quote from Sir Richard Dalton, former UK ambassador to Iran.
Sir Richard.
Quote, Iran's potential nuclear military program combined with an advanced missile capacity...
Nuclear.
would destabilize the region, end quote. I mispronounce it all the time. Most of the time I'm...
Bush pronounces it.
I mispronounce it on purpose, but I've done that so many times that I mispronounce it without meaning to.
Nuclear.
I'm not sure how that justifies.
Nuclear.
Anyway. Nuclear.
Nuclear.
N-U-K-U-L-I-R-E. D, Z, silent, F.
And two M's.
And like two M's. Like and an E. And, yeah.
Anyway.
And armor with a U. So, yeah, that's about all we have on the... it's kind of boring, frankly.
You can call in and rant on that if you wish.
Far more interesting is this article from the Times Online, the Sunday Times.
Oh, yes. Here we go.
The headline is, U.S. Generals... quote, will quit if Bush orders Iran attack.
Yeah.
So there you have it. That pretty much tells you everything in the article.
Yeah, that's pretty extreme. I mean, it takes a lot of work to become a U.S. general. And then just to flat out quit.
Well, I wouldn't blame them.
I don't really blame them either. But it's...
Yeah.
It says a lot. It says a whole lot about what they think. And these are generals. And these are guys that know war.
Yep.
They know... why Bush wants to go to war.
Yep.
They know when you should go to war, and they know how to win a war, and they know when you're losing a war. So when your generals quit, it's generally a bad sign.
Let me read a snippet from the article. Quote, there are four or five generals and admirals we know of who would resign if Bush ordered an attack on Iran, a source with close ties to British intelligence said. Quote, there is simply no stomach for it in the Pentagon, and a lot of people question whether such an attack would be effective or even possible. So, there you have it. I mean, that pretty much, they keep repeating it throughout the article. I mean, so. Iran ignored a United Nations deadline to suspend its uranium enrichment program.
Well, they don't care about the
UN. On the grounds that, they said they did that on the grounds that they're developing nuclear power, and they have as much right to that as anybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, does the sanction... say otherwise from the UN?
What, that they have as much right as anybody?
No. Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Sanction means that against them developing nuclear capabilities is on any level, not just for weapons.
Well, that is, yeah. But their perspective, and part of it I think is valid, is that, you know, the people with all the weapons, and the U.S. has, what, thousands, if not more than that?
A lot.
Get to dictate who else has any at all. So, weapons, that is. And if they're actually working for a power program, then that's not even part of the issue, though, of course, part of it is that they could just blatantly lie. But.
And turn it into
yeah.
weapons-grade plutonium or
right.
uranium.
That's,
and
that's
I, and I think part of the reason that they want to dictate who has it or not is just, I mean, if Iran was a democratic free nation, if you will, if you'll take that rhetoric.
Like a Canada in the Middle East?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just kind of hanging out and wanted to, you know, make some bombs, make some nuclear plants.
True.
But when you have a guy like Aminajad up there ranting and raving about, you know, how the Holocaust being a lie and wanting to wipe Israel off the planet and then
right.
making nuclear weapons.
Right.
It's kind of, you know, you worry.
That's true.
You
That's
worry.
True. But
you, just, you know, you worry a little bit.
I think it goes back to the Cold War, though, is that people can be really irrational, mm-hmm. seeming anyway, when it comes to their statements on things like that. But they have more to gain, and correct me if I'm wrong, they have more to gain from threatening than they actually do in carrying out any kind of attacks, or even developing
well,
any
if they carried out an attack, I'm
programs.
Sure they'd get smashed.
Yeah, right.
So
They would have more to gain from just mm-hmm. threatening to attack.
It's the same with Kim Jong-il. He wouldn't really get anything from carrying out an attack.
No. But
well,
just
I think
by having
would just laugh at him because he's so goofy.
Nukes. I'm not gonna say the full word to avoid saying it wrong.
Nuclear.
Nuclear. Manufacturer.
The root word there is nucleus.
Right. Nucleus. Same problem.
Nucleus.
Nucleus.
So, you know the sunglasses. Oakleys.
I think we have some right here.
Okay.
Right
Oakleys.
Here.
Just take that and.
No, they don't say what brand they are.
Put an N in there. Nucleus.
These sunglasses have been here for the past month.
They have. They're ugly.
They're not that bad.
I wouldn't wear them.
Oh, here we are. Oh, there's a name on them.
Whose are they?
China.
Oh.
Also gray.
China wants them back.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, there's you have it.
And tension continues to build.
Yep.
Over that.
And it'll probably will.
I feel like Bush is really going to be alone on this one. Especially if his generals quit. He's not going to have a whole lot. I can picture him sitting at his desk with like a risk board as his tactical map trying to figure out how he's going to invade Iran. You got all the little pieces. He's rolling the dice.
Well, he has said that even if he's the last one on Earth except for Barney and Wilma or whatever her name was. The first lady.
His wife?
Yes, that is correct.
Not Barbara.
No. Laura.
Laura, yeah.
Okay. So even if it's Laura and Barney left.
Barney? Their dog?
Yeah.
Oh.
He will continue to fight terror.
Terror.
So.
Against.
How much do you listeners think this is even. Do you think it even matters to him that people would quit? Would it change his resolve at all? Seems from what we've seen that the answer is not necessarily a yes or a no. Because, I mean, for a lot of his presidency, his stance has been that if you change your mind or say that you are wrong, then that means that you're weak, basically. A weak president. The president has to be strong for the people.
He's about staying the course.
And yet he has more recently admitted that things were wrong. I mean, it's. I wish I had a clip of. He was at that. Not a press correspondence dinner. But, well, that also he made fun of himself. But he made fun of. At some dinner, when he said that the have and the have mores, you know, he said, where's weapons of mass discussion? And they aren't any here. Well, no, none there, you know. So. At least in a joking context, he's willing to admit past mistakes. So. This news about generals willing to quit might have an effect, but you never really. I mean, again, this is going to play out over weeks and months. If anything happens, and even if nothing happens, it'll still build up.
Something's going to happen. It's got it.
Seems that way.
I mean, there was all that talk about Iraq back in 2002 and the beginning of 2003.
Yeah, but
saying, no,
that,
we won't invade. It's still a question, but I mean, it really was already set. It was already. If they already had their.
I saw a news article, and I haven't read it, but of someone in the ex-administration person who said that it was decided that we would invade Iraq on, like, the 20th of September.
Yeah.
2001.
Yeah.
So, there you have it. I got this mic to stop moving.
Yeah, nice.
Finally.
It'll probably move eventually.
It probably will. So, that's kind of off the table.
Well, speaking of Iraq, and kind of, you know, deviate a little bit here, that McCain article.
Yeah.
On USA Today.
How about that? I don't think
is
I have
Is USA
that.
Today a
reputable?
Rupert Murdoch paper?
I don't think so. That's a good question, though.
It's really like a 90-10 shot.
So I thought that McCain had announced his run for the presidency in 2008, but apparently he hasn't. Apparently he's going to make it official in April.
Oh, so
this is in April,
we have to wait
no.
for him to say it's official.
Right.
So essentially it is, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
So that's why I put it down as we were going to talk about him. But there's also this thing, this controversy about him, USA Today again, we have an article, and the headline is, McCain says U.S. lives, quote, wasted in Iraq. Democrats pounce on him, you know, Democrat.
Figuratively.
Yeah, figuratively. So, there you have it.
What did he mean by
that? Well, here's a quote from him. He said this Wednesday on CBS's Late Show with David Letterman. He said, quote, Americans are very frustrated, and they have every right to be. We've wasted a lot of our most precious treasure, which is American lives. Apparently that's very controversial.
Why? Why did the Democrats pounce?
Here's one Karen Finney, DNC spokeswoman. Senator McCain, quote, Senator McCain should apologize immediately for his callous comments. How is it that John McCain now believes American lives are being wasted, yet he so stubbornly supports the president's plan to escalate the war in Iraq and put more American lives in harm's way? And I think that is why it's been so controversial.
If he
was
himself.
Fully anti-war, then everything would be his comments would be in line, in other words, with his policy. But apparently this isn't. But then again, I mean, I can see that he can understand that. I don't think there's anything that doesn't equal out if you think that we didn't do the war the way it should have been, and you know the surge is the way to do that. But apparently it was controversial.
It's always controversial.
Politics is full of that. Oh, I wanted to mention this, and I can't actually give a quote because we're live on the air, and Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter, you may have heard of this. Ann Coulter wanted to talk about John Edwards, except that she couldn't, and then she basically called him very negative.
She called him
negative
word.
Okay, there you go. All right, I thought
for
you were
homosexual.
That is correct.
Which he is not, I don't believe.
No, she was just trying to be sensational. She succeeded in being sensational.
Very.
And yet, this is the thing that occurred to me, is that no one's really out demanding an apology or whatever. And here, John McCain should apologize immediately for his callous comments. And yet, Ann Coulter, who says something
not even
far
John
worse.
Edwards? He hasn't said anything? Like,
I don't think so.
I am not.
You would think, well, maybe John Edwards he doesn't care.
Yeah, he's like,
I don't think anybody should care about
maybe he'll come out
Ann
and say
Coulter's
something about her.
Sensationalistic. I mean, whether you agree with her or not is besides the point almost. It's the way in which she presents her opinions, which I think is the most disastrous thing that she does. I think her extremely conservative views isn't so much what causes her to be negative. It's just she wants to be as sensational as possible. I think that's why people dislike her as much as possible
and make a lot of money.
Yeah, and by the way, in her last book,
she's just a
maybe it was a lot. In one of her books, she brings up the whole issue of global warming and tries to denounce it in one chapter, and only at second or third hand she got all her information from someone, and I don't think that someone is a meteorologist or anything like that, but. Anyway, I don't know why I brought that up. Kind of an interesting tidbit, I guess. Let's say that's why I brought it up. How's that?
I'm surprised we haven't had any angry phone calls about Ann Coulter.
We haven't gotten any phone calls, and this is off the hook. No, it's
there, maybe the one.
They hit the red button.
Which one? Is it the right one?
Yeah, it's the right one. Is it on?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, it works.
We're there.
Huh. Well, I was surprised we haven't gotten any angry phone calls.
We haven't gotten any phone calls.
About Ann Coulter.
We haven't gotten any phone calls.
There's got to be some Ann Coulter fans out there. There has to be. Especially women, because she's a strong woman figure, if you
she
will.
She is.
So I think that makes her immediately appealable, no matter what she says.
I think that's kind of ironic, though, because doesn't she say that, you know, the more, far more traditional view of far more traditional role of women?
Homemaker.
But she isn't, I don't think.
Is she even married? Does that make... Why, who would in her right
Well,
mind?
That's besides the point. I think that she isn't, you know, practicing what she preaches, apparently. Seems that way. If you disagree, give us a call. 5351 is our extension.
Yeah.
If you were off campus, you have to dial 7 and then 9 and then 6.
And then 5351.
That is correct.
A few extra numbers there, a little more.
And if you are
required.
Or if you are nationwide is on your side, that's 717.
You can't advertise.
I'm not advertising. It's just been ingrained into my head because I watch television. I don't even watch that much television.
717-796?
5351.
That's what I
thought. Correct. And V-Requests is our AOL Instant Messenger screen name. We don't have a Facebook.
No.
Well, no, that's not true. V has a Facebook. We wouldn't get it in time.
Yeah, because we wouldn't check it. It would be very impractical to
get listener awareness. We're thinking of creating a group.
I listen to...
That doesn't allow us to have pseudonyms, though. So, you know, whatever.
I don't care.
Okay. I don't care either. It's not that big a deal. Right. Plus, I made a really cool logo in Photoshop that I spent about 4 weeks making. And I actually employed a friend with a tablet PC to draw some stuff up, so I can put that on there.
Those are the ones with they got the pens and they can write on it.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah,
you don't even have to be that good at drawing. Drawing. I'm sorry. Did you say it that way?
Drawing. Right. Drawing. Drawing.
How do you soar that? you don't even have to be that good at art or anything, and it turns out pretty good. So, we have a new logo and stuff. Oh, you can also check us out. We have a podcast.
Ah, yes.
But we recommend you listen live so you can call in, because you can call from anywhere
in
the world.
If you try to call in with a podcast, it's not going to work.
No.
You're just going
to
get some...
You can listen to the podcast.
Some DJ that doesn't know
to catch our previous shows.
Ah, yes.
I believe the URL is WMD, Weapons of Mass Discussion. That's what it stands for. WMD.podomatic.com. WMD.pod, P-O-D, O-matic, O-M-A-T-I-C.com. And that's how you can get a hold of us. Also, we have we haven't used this in the past, but we can check it every once in a while. We have an email, a Gmail.
A Gmail. Gmail.
We should.
When was the last time we checked that?
About 3 weeks ago.
I don't think I've ever checked.
And we haven't told anybody what it is. It's weaponsofmassdiscussion@gmail.com.
Oh, that's easy.
Multipass.
You could write us a little editorial and tell us how much you hate us if you want, or how much you like Ann Coulter. That sounded really dramatic.
Yeah, it did. So, yeah.
Well, we can.
What else do we have? We have Wilbur's. A quality ride, which we're going
to
talk about a little bit.
We need to talk about Wilbur's.
And we have scholars. Oh, here it is. Let's talk about this. And I think it's easily refuted regardless of your views, and I think we're pretty much, most of us anywhere, one mind about this. But regardless, I think the archaeology is easily refuted. Anyway, I don't know how to pronounce the .com, the URL, so I'm just going to name the headline.
Breitbart.
Scholars.
Breitbart.
Scholars.
It's Breitbart.com.
All right. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Anyway.
Are you going to say the subtitle or no? You're not going to. Secondary.
Just the news.
All right. Scholars criticize new Jesus documentary. If you've heard of this, you'll already have an understanding of the next ship James Cameron intends to sink. get it? Okay. So, now that we have the really inevitable and really bad joke out of the way,
why is James Cameron doing this?
Because he's all about the archaeology kind of stuff. I mean, he's obviously more well known for doing the Titanic, not just the movie, but also exploratory documentaries, deep sea documentaries, and things like that. So he's used to that. This is something a little bit different. But anyway, he's basically in this documentary challenging.
I feel like
1,900 and something years, 67 years, to be precise. Actually, the calendar's off a little bit, but anyway, that much history or established history about Jesus and the tomb of Jesus, and there's already a church on the site of what is understood to be traditionally the tomb of Jesus. But this documentary claims that another tomb that was found in the 1980s. Is the tomb of Jesus, and they claim that the other names of the first of all, it says Jesus, son of Joseph. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And the other names in the tomb, because it's for more than one person, match up better than you would expect by random chance. And I don't think, because apparently all those names are common, at least most of them.
So it would seem
that regardless of whether it's true, you know, it seems like it's easily refuted.
I feel like he's just trying to ride the wave of the Da Vinci Code, if you will.
I guess so.
But if you'll tolerate another Titanic joke, I think that ship has sailed already. I think he's really just kind of, there we go. Just
every time we just make a really bad joke,
he's just pushing it. I mean, who?
He really is. Especially since this was found in the 1980s. Let's see, discovered in a suburb of Jerusalem in 1980.
Just hanging out, just like a cave, a tomb there.
Yeah, and there's books on it, there's articles on it, there was a documentary in 1996 about it on the BBC. It was a short documentary, but anyway, it was a documentary nonetheless. And it would seem to be settled, and yet here it is again. So I'm interested to see. The article doesn't mention this, but I'm interested to see what new things they bring up.
Did they uncover new evidence?
I don't think so.
It's kind of.
It says at the end of the article, although the documentary makers claim to have found the tomb of Jesus, the BBC beat them to the punch by 11 years, 1996.
Leave it to the BBC to do that.
So there doesn't seem to be many. There doesn't seem to be much new.
What are they claiming they got from it? They got some evidence of, like, DNA or whatever, and they got some genealogy. Like,
well, what DNA could you use?
His wife and his child were buried there also?
Yeah, that's the speculation. Mm. Because that part of the Da Vinci Code wasn't just made up for the Da Vinci Code.
It was actually something that
other people made up. Something that already existed in history and was borrowed for the novel. So this kind of rides in that same.
There were those gospels that claim that he might have had that relationship with Mary Magdalene. Was those Gnostic gospels?
I think so.
I believe so. If you're a Bible scholar out there, call us.
Gnostic, not agnostic.
No, Gnostic.
They don't write anything.
No, they don't care.
I think that's pretty much the definition. So, yeah. So if you know anything about this, have any thoughts on it? Certainly, the most controversial thing we're going to bring up. Like, well, maybe. We're going to be touching on equality rights,
if this was true, it would be kind of a kick in the pants to Christianity a little bit that, you know, obviously to have
documentation
of Jesus' life, I mean, at least, you know, his birth and the years before his death.
But you can never get that conclusive, though.
And then never mention anything about his wife and child. It's kind of, I mean, maybe,
oh, if you're
maybe
saying for, oh, okay.
The gospel writers just considered it insignificant, but. And it does seem awkward for a Jewish man of that time.
I don't think anyone willing to be like tortured and then die would do so for something that of which they were willfully That they were basically lying to themselves about, and they knew it. I don't think that holds up very well.
Well,
I think they really believed
what
they believed.
You could really open a can of
believed.
Conspiracy worms here
said
if
they
you
believed.
Wanted to.
I
think that's what it kind of sits on. I think that's the whole point of this, like being made
controversial.
And the sensational behind it is this, there's that like hidden.
I guess
idea
so.
Of like ooh, a con- it's.
But again, it goes back to the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah.
And everything else. If you turn on the History Channel, and they're not talking about World War II, and they're not talking about Atlantis,
which is rare,
they're probably talking about this kind of thing. Mm. So it's out there. I mean, I'm not talking about now specifically the tomb of Jesus, quote unquote, disputed, obviously. No, but just this, the general ideas that we're talking about. They've been out there for a while. So, yeah.
And they do modern marvels on.
And
show.
Yeah. And they also do things like the Torah code. They have that. They have a lot of that kind of stuff.
The Bible code or whatever it was.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Which I don't know how I feel about that. Seems kind of a stretch.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. So yeah, I would rate this the most controversial thing we've picked
easily.
To talk about.
Well, yeah, because we're not really going to talk.
So
about
if you have any thoughts that we haven't brought up, or you want to just
rant.
Rant.
Rave.
About Rand.
Rant or rave.
Or about the rave.
Rave.
I forgot about the rave.
About
we have
rave.
We have to talk about the rave.
We do have to talk
We have
about
to rant
rave.
And rave about the rave.
You planned that.
I love that button. I really hate it, actually.
Whoa, you just
turned
my thing up. Turn your levels up there.
Sorry about that.
Well, the rave
Here's
was
white noise. Okay, anyway.
Your moment of white noise.
Yeah. Like I'm all into the white, the pink noise. What's the difference between white noise and pink noise?
I don't think it's really about the color. I think it's just about the...
But there's a term, there is such a thing as pink noise.
What does it sound like?
I don't know.
No.
Is that, it's like some alternative spin-off band of Pink Floyd.
Pink noise.
That's kind of stupid. Now, that doesn't even deserve
the
rave. That's a really stupid joke.
The rave.
Oh, it's... Just at the bottom of the hour, 9:59. You're listening to. You know what? I'm just gonna.
Just play the liner.
I'm gonna
We're
play
too
the
lazy
liner.
To say it ourselves.
No, that's not gonna.
WVMM, Messiah College Radio.
That ruined my playlist. Nope, oh, gotta build it up again.
You took your whole thing away.
Yeah.
We need a tech. We need a tech. If you want to be our tech intern, give us a call. Give us a call at 5351 because we need an engineer, a tech engineer to run.
You have to say that's extension 5351. Otherwise, people don't
just
know.
Just don't hit 5351 wherever, like on the wall. You need to type it into a phone.
That's
campus
correct.
Phone. And then you can talk to us.
Yes.
Now,
so.
You attended the rave.
I did. I did attend the rave.
Were there lots of glow sticks?
I have a little bit of a thing I wanted to.
But tell me that there were
is
lots of glow
sticks. Is this thing on?
Yes.
Okay. You might want to
turn it down.
Get ready to turn it down.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
M-Rave. That's not that loud.
Now, all right. Keep that going.
Okay.
Lots of glow sticks at the M-Rave?
Not a lot.
Not
but there were a lot of... Whoa. Your mic was up. There were a lot of these little button things with lights on them. They were really cool.
Like
they're all over
the
place.
The little LEDs that like... They, like
kind of.
It,
yeah.
Like...
It was custom made though. It was cool.
Oh.
It was cool.
They were like handing them out.
Yeah,
really?
They're all over the place.
Because I noticed.
Song ended.
I noticed there was a glow stick hanging around my apartment after that. No wonder where it came
from. I saw that.
It actually ended up in my bed, which is a little weird. I have my suspicions, but.
Okay. Wait. You don't know how it got there?
I have my suspicions.
Is there anybody who?
I have my suspicions. I'm sure. I'm confident of who brought it to the apartment, but
oh well. Then there's no need for the music. I mean, come on. I was getting all ready to have mysterious music.
Who put the glow stick in my bed? Now, who runs the M-Rave? I mean,
I don't know.
There's got to be a lot of work that
goes
into
that.
There's
no way to contact them.
But if you've seen them, or know anything about them.
They've been on the highway in the middle of the night, and a ghost passes by, and you stop the car. There's no ghost there. Where'd they go? I don't know.
And isn't an unsolved mystery kind of, like, redundant?
No.
I mean, it's not a mystery anymore if it's solved, right? I guess it's saying at one point it's a mystery and it still is.
I guess.
I don't know.
I guess. I don't.
Does that guy, do they still make that show?
I don't think so. That was a great show.
I remember that. I remember when I was a kid watching
it. And then they went and put it on Lifetime Network.
Oh, that's probably all.
And every time, I went to go watch it.
Why would
it
be on the Lifetime Network? Now it's going to be like, Jamie's boyfriend dumped her and then ran away. If you know anything about Jamie or her boyfriend, Anne has a baby and no one knows who the father is. She has an
I don't care.
She has an pivotal moment turn in her life.
And I'll tell you what, of all the television shows, I miss.
You could start by running to the room of the three gargoyles.
This show, man. Oh, man. Just
now, did they change the Aggro-Crag?
Aggro-Crag?
How do you pronounce it?
Okay, I remember that. I remember that, yeah.
Did they change it every time, that chorus at the end?
I don't remember.
It wasn't the same thing
every time. No, they mixed it up. But there was always, like, the jump from stepping stone to stepping stone over the pool of water.
And I feel like it looked a lot easier than it was, because those kids always, like, they were terrible at it, really.
They really were.
And they didn't look, like, really that uncoordinated. Maybe they were, though.
I remember, and this goes back a long ways. I remember Nickelodeon had, basically, it was a game show, but it was all computer graphics. They were on a green screen or a blue screen, and it was like Mario, kind of a Donkey Kong kind of a game, but you had to actually move
around. A game?
Yeah, on a game show, no doubt. Oh, it was a video game on a game show. Why, were you wanting me to play some clip that I...
The game background, the song.
What game?
Remember?
Oh, yeah. But we have a special guest who's going to come in.
Well, if that ever happens, we'll see.
Yeah, and it won't, so there it is.
The game, what about the game?
The game? You just lost the game because we're talking about the game.
You lost.
By the way, I hate that internet meme.
I've seen that around campus. What's with that? People writing that you just lost the
game. You just lost the game.
What does that mean?
You just fell for the trap.
I don't understand why people just write that. I see it on the sidewalk and I'm like, what game did
I lose? The only way to win the game is to not
play.
To play the game, you have to not think about the game. And not hear about the game.
What game?
You cannot think about the game.
But that's impossible. But once you tell me it, I'm going to think about it.
Right. So that means you lost.
That's stupid. So they say you lose. You just lost the game because when you read that and you think about the game, and the game is to not think about the game, you lose.
Right.
That is.
You got the game.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
But you're losing it several times a second.
What is the point of the game then?
It's
if you cannot win it.
Well,
only Stephen Hawking could win that game.
You just fell for the trap.
Stephen Hawking? What the heck? What does Stephen Hawking have to do? I don't know. That's kind of strange.
I think he'd be the only one smart enough.
What do we have left to talk about? We have, M-Rave, and we could talk about that a little bit more. Is that exhausted? Do we have no one
kind of music
listening that wants to call us at 5351?
And tell us what you thought about the M-Rave.
Or 796-5351?
Or 717-796-5351.
Yeah.
Or you can IM us. It's not as exciting when you IM
us. It's not as exciting.
We can't broadcast your IM.
But you can do it.
The internet.
So give us a call. I just dropped my paper. No, I didn't actually. We're licensed, so we can play this stuff.
We can play almost anything, right?
Yeah.
Gotta love a good FCC license.
Raffi. We have a Raffi license. We don't have a license to play anything else.
What if that was your radio station?
We can play the red and the blue CDs and Raffi, and that's it. That's it. But that's pretty good. See, if I wasn't doing this show, I think I would try to be creative and come up with, like, the Raffi Hour. I think
the lowest rated
that would be
hour
weird.
At the Psy College
it would
radio.
Be weird. It'd be strange, but it would work.
It would work.
So well, I think Monty Python music. You'd
I think
run
you could,
out of material.
You could have you what
that you could play.
I think you'd quickly run out of material that you could play.
Yeah. Monty Python did a lot. Has a lot of records, in fact. But they don't have any we can play. Well, no, that's true. They do. Just what
I just saw the one you just put on there, and I'm
just putting
don't play it,
there
it yet. Don't play it yet, because right. that's an epic.
All right.
That's an epic piece.
That's kind of a stupid song that I just put in there. Hmm. All right.
Let's talk about the Equality Ride a little bit. Maybe just touch. Because we're going to talk about that in a couple weeks, right?
Here's the context. Yeah. 2 weeks.
We're going
to... Let's call it 2 weeks.
We're going to have a guest speaker.
Let's hype it as... We are.
Wow. Why else would we hype it?
Because we're going to have calls. We want as many calls, emails, IMs as possible. Most especially respectful ones.
Hopefully.
Insightful ones.
I will hit the yellow button and bam. You,
you are free to disagree. In fact, that makes it far more interesting if you disagree. We don't want you to lie and say you disagree when you really don't. But at the same time, if you do disagree, go ahead and tell us. That button's broken.
I can tell.
We have a call.
You ready?
Yep.
All right.
Hello, caller. You are on the air. Hello. Who is this?
Hi. I heard you guys playing Banana Phone.
You like that song?
We were playing Raffy.
I love that song, and I'm so upset that you talked over it.
Well, that's what we do here. We can't let the music
dominate. We're not a music hour for 2 hours.
Well, that's like one of my favorite songs, and I definitely think that Messiah should think about making Raffy Hour. I think that's
Raffy. Awesome. Would you listen? Would you be a dedicated listener to the Raffy Hour?
I definitely would, especially if Banana Phone was on it. Like, that has to be one of my all-time favorite songs.
Well, that's good to hear. It's good to know people listen to Raffy still. I mean,
does Raffy still make music?
I have no idea, but that's one of my favorites.
Really?
Yes, he does. I would know that because Banana Phone was my profile song for a few
years. Oh my gosh.
Oh, but he definitely has a MySpace, so.
Interesting.
Music, who knows?
And of all the things we were talking about tonight, somebody comes in and comments about that song.
Well, it's good. We need to be diverse.
That's our luck.
I'm sorry, I just got in my car on the way back from work, and that's what I heard.
That's cool. Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. Bye bye.
Now that just makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, well,
it's especially nice to have a variety.
If you use the internet and you know about the internet memes, internet culture, this song is all over the place.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's not bad. It's one of those songs that I can listen to.
It definitely gets
quite
stuck
a bit.
It definitely gets stuck in your head.
Oh yeah,
it's one of those like cheery tunes. You kind of like whistle it while you're shaving.
Bananular.
Bananular.
That's probably my favorite part.
That's a good word.
Cellular bananular.
Bananular phone.
Right. This is the bridge of the song. This is the bridge of any song is like lost on most people. Even if it's catchy, people just goes over their head.
Yeah. But it's usually the best part.
It is.
Now we've had a comment on Banana Phone, but it's funny to note the diversity, because last week we had a caller call in and talk about liberals hijacking his internet.
Right,
and
that's true.
I think that was a
tongue-in-cheek call.
It could have been.
I'm not sure.
It was hard to tell.
That's a guess.
He sounded unique.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's still alive for this week.
He might be.
Probably not.
If you meant alive, let's check. No, he's not there.
He's
not there. he might be. You never know.
Did they play this song at the rave?
No.
No.
Unfortunately, not. It's a good song.
Well, I don't imagine this would really be rave material.
If it would be so priceless, especially like a song like this. Uh-oh. Oh, we got a call. All right.
Ready?
Yep.
There we go.
Hello,
hey.
Colin. You are on the air. Hello, who's this?
Hi.
Hi.
Are you guys just like talking or are you playing music or what? I don't know. And I wanted to know what your instant messaging thing is, because I know you guys have one of those.
Oh, it's
V request.
It's V request.
Yep.
The letter V. I'm going to spell it for you. V R E Q U E S T S.
There you go.
It's just V request.
Yeah.
Yes, that's correct.
Like, it's not plural.
It's not plural. Oh, wait.
V requests.
Is it plural?
Yes, it is plural.
I can't even tell.
Why would they name it? Otherwise, it would be V requests.
Oh, yeah. It is plural.
V requests.
You're right.
Yes,
it's plural.
Okay.
V requests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, we're mainly a talk show. We occasionally play music.
All right. That's cool, then.
But, yeah.
When we get
Talking
bored.
Cool. I listen to Glenn Beck. That's
fun. All right. Well, anyway.
Oh, thank you for the call, caller. And thanks for the question.
V-requests.
Yes.
With an S at the end, a plural.
Yes.
Requests.
Oh, and shoot us an email. Shoot us an email.
Not.
You could write, too, if you wanted, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not even going to check the email, though. Do you think we'll actually end up checking?
I'll check it.
All right.
It's easy enough.
Check it right now.
All right. I'll check
it.
Prove
me.
This is a way that you can give us some feedback, but you don't have to IM us so that... You don't have to have it so that we react on the air immediately about it. You know, you can think deeply about it and write it as if it were any other essay in a test where your hand gets really tired and you just want to finish because it hurts. It's literally painful at one point. You know, it's ridiculous. So, I see what you're doing, and I don't approve, whatever it is.
I'm using the internets.
Yeah, but you're not using the computer internets.
Hold on.
That's just, you can't do that. It's one of my phrases. I have a few phrases, and that's one of them.
Now,
so, weaponsofmassdiscussion@gmail.com.
That's a really, really long name.
Yeah, got to change it.
What would just change it to WMDs, maybe?
No, that's taken.
Somebody would. All right, now, the M-Rave creator is coming in next week, right?
That's correct.
Or he at least is going to
Well, we'll find one of them. There's
several,
at least three.
At least.
We'll find one.
And nothing. empty inbox.
So, yeah, thanks for your emails.
Thanks for your
emails. I'm reading one right now, and it's very interesting and non-existent.
What are they going to talk about when they come in?
Talk about future plans, talk about how it went. We can talk about the fire department coming. I think they did. I wasn't there early enough.
Do you think they got fined? They had to have gotten fined.
No.
It's a false alarm.
But they had to tell them that they were using fog machines ahead of time.
They
so.
Did.
Well, yeah,
they had
of
to tell
Messiah did.
College. They didn't necessarily have to tell Lower Allen FD.
Right. So that's a screw-up with Messiah College communicating that, obviously.
Yeah.
It would be. We'll find out next week. Tune in next week.
They used a fog machine last year and didn't set
they
off
did.
A fire alarm.
Yes, but it was a concern, and I'm pretty sure they went after it more thoroughly than they did this year.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners can correct me if I'm wrong. You can also correct me if I'm wrong.
I have no idea.
Yeah, okay.
That's why I asked.
That's why I said that they can correct me if I'm wrong. And someone who will be in the studio next week, creator, will know, and they can answer the question if we remember, which we won't.
And eventually, hopefully, we're going to have a little video game session.
We're going to have that.
A special guest.
We want to have guests all the time. We have 2 hours for this program, and regardless if we change it, the time slot, I mean.
Still 2 hours.
It's still going to be 2 hours. Mm-hmm. So we could have at least one, if not two guests at each show. We would love to have Kim Phipps on the show.
No, we really would. And I'd like to talk.
President Kim Phipps for our podcast listeners from Asia and the Philippines and Australia.
Not president.
Not China because it's blocked.
President of the college. China blocks the podcast. Probably.
No. Well, they block a lot of things. Yeah, they might do that actually.
No.
They might.
We want to talk about this with her.
Right.
The equality ride.
Yes. If we can have that all on for one show.
A little chit
chat. Amazing.
Exactly.
In fact, I'm gonna try and see if we can do this.
Friendly chit chat.
If we can do like other radio shows, talk radio shows do, have her on the phone and then have your calls all at once. We're gonna see if that's possible. I don't think
we
have the technology for that.
Two phone lines.
But it's feasible. It might be feasible. We'll find out.
We will find out.
So, in any event,
that would be.
That's what we're going to be talking about in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, tell you what, when are they coming? I think they're coming on a weekend, aren't they?
I think it says right here.
Does it? I don't. I think I lost that paper. Oh, here it is. I stick it under the board.
Yeah, well, it didn't collate it. Thank you, Microsoft.
It didn't collate.
Thank you, Microsoft.
Well, there's only two pages.
I had to collate it.
Okay, so April 19th. See, I think...
Yeah, address students' concern. Oh, wait, no. That's Cindy Berger is going to be addressing student concerns.
Okay.
It doesn't say. It was on the Equality Ride website when I checked it
13th,
out.
April 13th.
April 13th.
That is a Friday.
Have you checked out their website?
I haven't.
They address all the colleges that they're coming to, and like they have links for each college. That, and ours has a
interesting.
Has a little excerpt from our handbook. It's from our community covenant, actually, about homosexuality.
I'll tell you what. They're here on Saturday evening. Let's try and get at least a representative on the show, on the program.
We easily could.
So, 2 weeks we're going to be talking about it. And
great.
Hopefully then we can have someone on the show
just for a block.
Right. Right. And we could pre-record something too, I guess.
Yeah, we could.
That'd be valuable. Also, it'd give us time to go out and get some pizza or something in the Union and eat it. Because we're not allowed to have food in here.
Well, nobody in this room, but somebody.
Soda all over the board, apparently.
Soda all over the board. And
ouch. Ouch.
They blow-dried it. They blow-dried the circuit board.
Yeah, so
apparently
a guy
worked.
Came in and did that.
But
so.
It's soda, though. Doesn't
it's bad enough
stick?
When you get, like,
doesn't
a
that...
keyboard.
Yeah, ugh.
I mean, buy a new keyboard, might as well. Practically.
Yeah, I mean, they're cheap.
Well, most new normal keyboards, you can just take the frame off.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to pop the keys, all the keys
I
out. Take the frame off.
I cleaned mine.
And just clean the frame in, like, dishwasher.
Yeah, you can put, like, the non-metal
I've done that.
Electronic parts in the dishwasher.
But I have a one with, like, LEDs and stuff. And
now, wouldn't all the
work.
Little keys fly around in the dishwasher?
No.
And they don't?
No, they come out a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then they go in, it's...
Oh, so you don't take off all the individual keys?
No. I mean, you can, but they'll probably get washed better if you don't.
And
depends how much gunk is in there.
And there
there's
a
lot. Take off all the keys.
Yeah. There can be. Mine had a lot.
Yeah.
It was pretty gruesome.
I'll tell you what. I was getting all that stuff out of one of my keyboards, my old keyboard, and I was cleaning it with water. I was being careful. There was no LEDs in there. It was just keys. I was being careful to keep it. I was using a Q-tip, but apparently water got through.
Mm-hmm.
And see, what actually a keyboard is under it, there's like a thin paper, not paper, plastic, sorry.
Yeah, the plastic piece.
But there's more than one piece. And the water had gotten through one of those pieces and had corrupted the line between some of the sheets.
Uh-huh.
So I had to go in with a screwdriver and get the crust between the lines out. And I was able to take a keyboard that didn't work at all and make it work. There was like 4 or 5 keys that were broken. But most of those were redundant, thankfully. I don't know why I brought...
Have you ever typed on one of, like, a friend's keyboard or anything on their laptop where keys are missing?
Yeah.
It's really hard to type.
Yeah. I'm kind of glad that happened, though, because I got a really good keyboard.
I don't know where this conversation's going.
I don't know either.
We went from talking
it
about
should
the
go
quality
to
ride
the phones,
to
5351,
to our keyboards being
but
dirty. I wonder when the last time was that they cleaned the keyboards here in the studio.
They don't really need. I mean, they're pretty clean, man. This is good. Like if you have
that's
because
they keep
computer,
it tucked under the desk here.
And no one uses it.
Yeah, no one uses it.
So,
well,
yeah.
Well, we can take a break.
We can
do a little commercial segment.
I'll tell you what, we have 52 seconds.
Okay.
Because we're going to talk about Wilbur's. We talked last year.
We needed to talk
we
about
talked
Wilbur's.
About Wilbur's. We talked about the Union and all the food services. And this is where we're going to get into. So give us a call when. You want to take a break?
Yeah.
All right. We're back. Sort of. Kind of. Christian Ray's...
We're back.
4.5? 3.5. Christian Raves, edition 3.5. For those of you who are interested, and if you're interested even remotely, they need your help. Kinetic.
At the Union.
Kinetic at the Union. A rave of sorts. I don't think the Union lends itself. Music turned off. Lends itself as easily to something like this. But hey, if you're interested, come up, grab a slice of pizza, and enjoy Kinetic's thing, because
blend of techno.
Not
and
a lot of people
Bible.
Here so far. I wish them all the luck in the world. I mean, people come up, but you know, there you have it.
It is what it is, as Mike Myers would say.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway. Let's talk about Wilbur's.
Yeah. So, that kind of leads us right in the space lending itself to what it is intended to
such as
have.
Where Wilbur's used to be.
Where Wilbur's used
to
be, the environment it provided. And anyway, here is us last year, about April, talking about this very issue. We're actually talking about the Union in this clip. So, you're going to have to turn the volume up a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. A little bit of behind-the-scenes talk to let you think that you're involved and you know what's going on. Anyway, the Union's all right, but it's one of those things. It's like one of those buildings from the early 70s. Mm. It's with a wavy roof. You know, it looks cool then, but I don't even know what this is.
Like a McDonald's in the middle of Kansas.
McDonald's. It kind of is like a McDonald's. It's nice and clean and flat and boring.
Yeah. Well, there's no plays. I mean, McDonald's is better because usually it has a
play
place.
Yeah, why don't we have a ball pit? We should have a ball pit. We got two pool tables. We're going in the right track there, but yeah. We need a ball pit.
I think it's the design,
too. Let's take
the
pool balls and put them in a pit. And then
that wouldn't be a fun ball pit.
Yeah, it's got a lot of them. It'd
be kind of painful. Like, they're hard, you know?
Yeah. If you wanted to discuss that, give us a call. 5351.
How about the Union being a...
Yeah, so to go on that...
A McDonald's.
Well, let's give everybody some context here. Recently, this past Wednesday... SGA, your Student Government Association.
They represent you.
Something else to be apathetic about. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just kidding. Well, people are apathetic about it. I don't know if they should be.
But they are.
But they are. So, half true. Anyway, they sent an email to at least the student body. Apparently professors and faculty didn't get it. But anyway, it was about a quality ride. And we're going to touch on this a little bit at the end of the program. And remember, we're going to have this in 2 weeks, 5 to 7
p.m.
in 2 weeks.
P.m., not a.m.
P.m.? Are you sure about that?
Yes.
I'm not sure about that. Okay, on the 17th of March, 5 to 7 p.m., we're going to be talking about that issue, and more, obviously, as always. But anyway, their email was about a quality ride, and it was also about Wilbur's. What happened to Wilbur's was the question.
What happened to it?
Well, it got sold by Walmart. To Walmart. Anyway, says, if you are a senior, then you probably remember a little place called Wilbur's. If you are a junior, sophomore, or first-year student... Oh, you boosted the volume. I thought I was...
Just to throw you off.
Yeah. Anyway. Then you probably wonder what that empty space is below Mountain View. Either way, it is common knowledge that there is an unused room in the basement of Mountain View, and SGA
understatement
has decided to do something about it. Imagine, you just finished eating dinner at Lottie or the Union, and now you would like to avoid doing work just a little longer. I would actually rephrase that, and you just finished eating dinner in Lottie or the Union, and now you would like to avoid having ever done that. And you want to eat it? Wilbur's. Well, guess what? You can't. But anyway, wouldn't it be awesome to go to a place where you can get dessert and hang out with your friends of both sexes? I don't know why they said that. Both sexes.
You know, because everybody's like, visitation hour. Why would they even
Is there visitation hours in the Union?
No.
Is there a visitation hours in Lottie?
That?
Is there visitation hours in the Falcon?
Maybe.
I'm sorry, sir. You cannot buy hash browns at the moment. We are in a female-only...
Hour.
Anyway, I lost my place. Okay. By partnering with Residence Life, SGA has proposed turning that empty space into a 50s-style ice cream parlor soda fountain complete with games such as air hockey and foosball.
Mm.
The background music provided by a jukebox and the warm atmosphere would give students a chance to unwind while having some fun. Not to mention, the parlor will also provide jobs for students, as the parlor is going to be completely student-run. SGA will be sure to keep you informed about this exciting initiative.
They should just bring back Wilbur's. I don't understand what the problem is.
Yeah, a certain person, and I dare not name them because... well, they wanted to go anonymous. They said that it was a bad move because those who do remember it, super seniors and seniors, and underclassmen who visited the college when Wilbur's was here, will just be calling for Wilbur's to be back entirely. And they're right.
Because it was awesome.
Because it was awesome.
Like, there was something really good on this campus that you could go and eat. And
yep.
It was Wilbur's.
Yep. And yep. Gone. And now, it's a
they got rid of the one good real good thing.
Now we're going to be having, like, the cafe from Back to the Future.
Yeah. Basically.
And, I guess.
Are they just going
to
sell ice cream?
And soda.
Yeah. So and ice cream floats.
Add quesadillas. And wraps and ice cream things that you can carry away and soda,
coffee
and coffee and you'll start to get there.
Mm.
and the 50s cheesy stuff, which seems inevitable.
It's always inevitable.
They're saying they want to make it into like a 50s. I mean, like malt shop kind of a deal. I mean, if they take that too literally, I think it'll be too cheesy.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be. Cheesy anyway. The way they're making it sound, it's kind of like...
So...
Why don't
you
back the whole shebang?
And they should. And we want to know what you think.
I don't think they wanted the
Or we'll just play Raffi again and have someone call by that.
I don't think they want the competition.
Don't get me wrong. I appreciated that call. It was very nice for someone.
Oh, yeah. We were happy that we got that.
Yeah, anything that gets us calls, we're happy. We're thrilled.
Now,
it's true.
Well,
yeah. What were you gonna? Were you gonna say it? Should we
start the equality ride?
Should we?
I don't know. Let's do it. Speaking of the equality ride.
Hold on a second. If you watch Arrested Development, you'll recognize this next tune. No, seriously, if you've ever watched it, you will recognize this song. Call 5351. If you're not near a phone that's on campus, 796-5351. And oh, my mic got cut off. Anyway, we will be back momentarily. Counting down to your call. We're repeated. the asking for. So please call.
I'm just kidding.
Messiah College Radio.
Weapons of mass discussion.
A good shoe starts from the ground up. At Aris, we make high-quality footwear. In fact, you can find Aris running shoes in over 140 countries around the world. In the past, there's been some criticism about our workers. That's why I'm here at one of the Aris factories so you can meet some of them. Excuse me, sir. Do you enjoy your job here?
It's fun. We get to play with knives.
I see. Is there a real sense of teamwork?
My friend Joey sewed his hands together.
Wow. You're learning some real skills. How about the salary and benefits?
Yesterday, I made a dollar.
See, that's the kind of dedication we have to our employees and the quality of our shoes. Aris running shoes. Always running from something.
Mom, there's a package for you.
But I didn't order anything. What's this? How sweet. Gee willikers, it's a puppy.
Everybody loves a puppy. And now you can ship one anywhere just by logging on to PetsOvernight.com. PetsOvernight.com, delivering little bundles of love in a box directly to your door.
Weapons of mass discussion.
But don't take my word for it.
There we go.
Those, were, by the way, were fake commercials which contain
They're
no
real.
Actual prices.
No, you can go to PetsOvernight.com.
Don't make me cut your mic.
I'm going to try it.
It'll just be for Rockstar Games.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm certain. It's from a little production they've
made. So you're saying you've already tried to go to this website?
I believe so.
Oh, look at that. PetsOvernight.com. Yep. Pets anywhere overnight.
Yeah, it's a terrible website.
The
terrible.
Don't even work.
No, of course not. Of course not. And the lines don't match up. They have a line background and the links.
Oh, legal statement.
Have
Rockstar Games.
Yeah, I told you that much.
That's pretty creative.
If you want to talk about
PetsOvernight.com.
Or controversial video games. Or Kinetic. Give us a call.
And you can also chat.
5351.
5351. Now, I'm surprised, his name from last week didn't call?
The internet?
A dog named Rufus?
Rufus?
Was it him or was it the other guy?
I'm confused.
The guy, remember, he started talking about his dog?
I don't.
He was a little whacked.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember that.
Yeah, no, it was the internet's guy, the hijacked.
The Wi-Fi.
Hijacking my Wi-Fi.
The liberals are hijacking my Wi-Fi.
He's probably dead now. He probably had a stroke.
He sounded kind of old, but that's unacceptable. You can't say that.
He sounded a little...
I cut his mic. I'm sorry, folks.
He sounded like he was ready to go. That's all I'm going to say.
I'll put you on program 2 and cut your mic. All right.
That's a little harsh.
It is. Anyway. That's the way it works. Fair?
So...
Fair.
If they brought back Wilbur's, do you think that the union would lose business? Yeah, obviously.
The union
would go
to Wilbur's, is my end. There's plenty of things I could put in the union.
Well, there's things to eat, but there's not...
Tell you what. Move the C-Store to the Union and move the Union back to Wilbur's.
It's a good compromise. C-Store, that's right. Because it's kind of a pain.
They can make it bigger.
All the way in
they can make it bigger.
They can have a huge C-Store.
Yeah.
They should just outsource it to, like, Sheetz.
That would get so much business.
Gas station, like, right outside the Union.
Sheetz in the Union, that would make a lot of money.
Yeah, and I would eat there probably every day and gain about 34 pounds. Exactly. But
anyway,
it's good.
It is good.
What's that, Ned?
Nothing.
All right.
Certain non-existent person in the studio. Anyway.
WVMM, Messiah College Radio.
Now, why don't they, like, outsource it to Sodexo?
What?
Sodexo. They do all the other dining services everywhere.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had a name.
They got that big, they got the FDA on them for a while for, like,
really
bad sanitation.
Well, I know they have bad pizza.
They
did at
the Philly campus. They do the food for Temple.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. It's actually a lot better than the food here.
Well,
I'm not gonna lie.
Better than what? Like what food?
It really puts Lottie to shame, actually.
Yeah. Well,
because it's got a bigger selection and the food.
That's not that. I mean, the Falcon is probably. It's not the best location on campus, but it's probably the best food on campus.
Definitely.
I would say so. Definitely. That's my opinion. If you want to call up and defend Lottie, give us a call.
You could defend Lottie if you want to.
You could.
Lottie used to win awards.
Okay.
For how good its food was, like 12 years
ago. That's for when prospective students come.
What?
Oh, you mean just regular food?
No. There was a food fight once.
There was
Lottie.
A food.
You know what?
And
that really notches up Lottie's rating. You can't really have a food fight anywhere else. It has to be a Lottie.
Yeah, I agree. Well, also because people don't view it as being paid for.
True. Because
they have a plan. If I paid $15 for a meal, I would not take it and then throw it across the room.
Didn't that kid get, like, suspended? They didn't let him graduate, and they'd fine him, like, 37 grand. The kid who planned that.
I don't know, but that sounds about right.
Because he said he, like, stained all the chairs, like, everything got damaged.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
I guess
37
you could say
grand.
That.
50
hours
50?
Of community service.
50's not that bad.
I guess not.
You all end the fine.
How do they give out 50 hours of community service? How do they make? Oh, I guess they can mandate that.
They can make him eat at Lottie.
Yeah, they can make him work at Lottie for 50 hours. That'd be terrible.
Don't make me play that.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not
going to
play it again. I only do that for jokes that I make up.
They can make him work in the dish room.
Dishwasher's not so bad. I've done it. I've been a dishwasher.
They can make him
the
little mechanic guy that has to turn the rotating... whatever.
There's a person who has to do that.
They have to come out like every 5 seconds.
I don't think
jerks.
I don't think that's accurate.
Hit the switch over when I leave, so it stops.
All that does is require someone to go out and flick it back over, though.
Maybe.
Is that a job description?
Yes.
Like a swiper. Card swiper.
You are rotating tray cleaning mechanic.
Is that higher or lower than a card swiper?
Lower.
Mic got cut for a second.
No, it was
Oh, because you did it.
I was playing with the wire.
I see that. Yeah, okay. When you call up,
well, yep. It's been kind of an uneventful night.
It has. We had a few calls.
Somebody liked that song.
Precise. Yeah, someone called in about Raffy. We're
song.
Fans of Raffy. This would otherwise be the Raffy Hour if we had to play music.
Yeah, we could. We could have a Raffy Hour.
So give us a call if you care about Raffy. Or if you care about anything we've been talking
anything.
About. Or if you don't care about what we... Basically, I'm putting a catch-all, an asterisk, in what you can call in about, except that sheet over there that not even I understand.
Which one?
Here, locally.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
It's about an IM. That's all I really know. But anyway, so the phones have been very busy this evening. We got a call.
Let's take it.
Hello, caller. You are on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'd like to order a large pizza with some mushrooms and
Hey man, this isn't a pizza parlor. You can't order pizza here, man.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Do you like popcorn?
Oh, yeah, man. I love popcorn.
All right. Well, I tell you what. We can get you some popcorn. How's that sound?
You like popcorn?
I love popcorn, man.
All right.
Do you like it with butter?
Oh, drenched, man.
All right. Now, wouldn't you like to order that popcorn at Wilbur's?
Hey, I used to go to Wilbur's.
No, man, everybody used to go to Wilbur's. It was awesome.
Oh, so we have a senior?
They had awesome, like, quesadillas and stuff.
Yeah,
and wraps.
Not popcorn, though.
No popcorn. Remember
coffee.
When they would, like, give you a number and then they would call it out?
Yeah, you had to, like, wait your turn with the number. It was like you were really ordering something somewhere.
Now
it
kind of
made you feel like you were at a real restaurant.
Yeah.
Do you ever have the new experience in the union where you just kind of stand awkwardly by while you just wait?
There's no good place to stand. Like, you just kind of hover around and feel like you're in everyone's way.
And you talk to random people that you really don't want to talk to.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
But not at Wilbur's, because only cool, good people go to Wilbur's.
Right,
talk to people that you actually like.
I feel it. I think there was, like, a guy that if you weren't hip enough, he didn't let you in Wilbur's.
What?
There was
a bouncer?
Door. Yeah.
He was, like, the
Wilbur's.
Hip bouncer.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I understand.
I have a few guesses who that could be.
Now, caller.
Yeah.
What else did you? What do you think would happen to the union if Wilbur's opened? Reopened.
I think a lot less people would go to the union.
Much. I think they would lose business by like. Let's talk numbers here. 70%.
70%.
And here's the reason is because. The union in the nighttime is the only place open on campus if you want to get something to eat.
Yeah, after 7:15, the Lottie closes.
The Falcon everyone loves because it's good food, but it's got weird hours. They're only open like in the morning and the afternoon.
Yeah,
they close at like 3:30.
So I think the only reason people go to the union in the first place is because it's the only place to get anything to eat.
Right,
and it's not like you really want to go there.
Well, sometimes they do have good food,
but when like that's your eating schedule is consistently to eat at the union at night, you get kind of sick of it.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be nice to mix it up and go to I don't
Sheets?
Know. Well,
I think they're afraid to enter some competition into this.
They're afraid what's going to happen, what it means.
Right.
They need to be willing to take a chance.
Well, I think they also realize that if it becomes competitive, they're going to have to actually make a little more quality products over there.
Yeah, they're going to have to like, oh man. Well, I mean, I feel like they've stepped it off a notch with. Taking all the burger things that they had outsourced and making it made to order.
I think this is just another example of the college's communist policies, really.
Explain. How are we communist at this college? How's that?
Well, we're really socialist, but there's no difference, is there? So.
Now, how is it?
I'm just parroting everything I learned from Papa Bear. So.
Papa Bear, Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah. We're not supposed to give names over the air.
Oh. Now, I guess you could say it is kind of communist because they've centralized, nationalized, if you will.
Nationalized.
The food industry at the school and don't allow any separate private competition.
Isn't there, though? If the food is terrible in the Falcon, no one.
It just goes to show how bad the centralization is because it has.
Civilization or centralization?
Centralization.
Is there a difference?
Yes.
Because low competition, there's no reason for the quality to go anywhere but down.
What do you mean? If there's competition, the quality has to go up, or else.
Or else they're gonna get eaten by the market. Everyone else is gonna take over.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Wait, what?
We're going to have a Walmart or something like that.
For example, if there's no competition to McDonald's, then they can just get crappier and crappier
exactly.
and jack their prices up.
Right.
So a
but if Burger King opens up next door, then they're actually forced to, you know, put out some quality hamburgers.
And
true.
And the same thing would happen to the union if you had the Wilbur's. They'd be like, we got to make decent food. But I don't think anybody wants to actually take the time to work hard enough to do that.
Apparently, this is just an aside, apparently McDonald's has gotten so big that they feel they're in competition with, like, Denny's. And apparently word is that they're going to come out with a 24-hour breakfast.
Mm.
Oh, you can get those fluffy flapjacks 24 hours a day.
Yeah, man.
The 2,200-calorie breakfast order.
Available all the time now.
Yeah, it's like a
whole... Did you hear about that one that Burger King came out with? It's like the omelet croissant-wich thing.
Croissant-wich?
It was an omelet sandwich, and it had like... It was like three or four Big Macs combined or something.
Ew.
It was. They said it was the worst fast food meal you could get in a single, on a bun.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I would like to subscribe to your newsletter. That's a Simpsons? I believe that's a Simpsons reference. I don't even know where my references come from anymore. My resume is kind of screwed up, though, so, you know, that's part of the reason, but...
Hey, so speaking of the union...
Yes.
What's the deal with those subs? Like,
the subs?
I realize that, you know, the fresh subs is a good idea, but does anyone notice that they're too small?
They are too small.
They are.
More
they
than a BLT, it's
quite
overloaded enough
hoopajoop in there to make a good sandwich.
And sometimes they refuse to put that amount in there, so they'll put a lot
say,
less.
No, I can't put that in there, and be like, listen, man, I want it in there.
Yeah. And also, they're not trained to wrap the wraps, because every time they do, they always fall apart.
Now, I have to defend some people that work there are actually really good at it.
That's true.
Occasionally, I get a very well-constructed wrap, but most of the time, I'm not all that satisfied.
With
and
a wrap?
And it's, yeah, it's
when's the last time you got a wrap?
I get wraps almost all the time.
What are you talking about? You get a sub.
No.
Oh, was that last semester?
It last semester when they came up with it, I was like virtually obsessed with it.
It's stuff. It's good stuff.
The rap is much.
I haven't been paying that much more attention.
But no, I see what you mean. They're too small. They need to make them a little bit bigger.
I'll tell you what, Color. You plan on going to this secondary rave? I don't know what we're gonna call it. Kinetic.
Are you going to that, Caller?
Hey, you know what? I stopped by and I had to leave because it was such an utter disappointment.
Oh,
you know?
Really?
How's that?
Nothing can even come close to comparing to what Cameron Hess pulled off the other weekend with the Emirates.
You know, I really have to agree. No offense to Kinetic. I mean, I can understand and appreciate what he's trying to pull off, but
I
have to agree.
The M rave is untouchable.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's genius, really.
I think this goes back to location again. We're talking about location for the food services. Location for
Kinetic
your raves.
I mean, the fishbowl rave is such a fantastic idea.
Yeah, it
it's
lends
such
itself
a good location
to it.
Yeah.
Did anyone notice that they had the decibel meter in the middle of the room that went up
I
and down?
I saw that. That was really
impressive.
Cool.
Didn't see that.
Yeah, because you were...
Really, it was like 6 feet tall, and it went up and down with the beat. It was so cool.
That's really
amazing
awesome
stuff they had there. And the laser that moved all around. Great stuff.
Hey, so before I go, I got one last thing I want to say.
Go ahead, Caller.
So, we all know that this caravan's coming on campus about challenging our stance on...
Equality ride.
Have you talked about that yet?
We've talked a little bit about it tonight. I don't know if you caught that. We're going to be talking about it in 2 weeks, especially. We're going to have a program mostly or entirely dedicated to that.
All right. Well,
dedicated to your concerns. So if you have something to say that's long-winded, give us a call then.
All right. It's not long-winded. I'm just going to throw this out there.
Okay,
but,
go ahead. Go ahead.
You know, what if Kim Phipps, you know, made out with another girl?
That would certainly I think that would bring the equality ride question on campus a whole different level.
I think I'd like to see that. And
I don't know if I would like to.
Thanks for your call, Carr.
I don't know if I'd like to see that.
And we appreciate all the feedback.
It would really
make
it interesting her approach, but I don't think it. You know what? I'm not even going to touch that.
I understand what it was getting at. A little too sensitive. A little too Ann Coulter for
it was
my
a little,
tastes.
It was a little sensationalist.
Basically, you said...
If you will.
Basically, the question was, if Kim Phipps' stance was different, would her stance be different? Technically, the answer is yes.
Well, her stance... Well, I don't... What is
trying to be more of a neutral... I can appreciate that.
It's hard to get a sense of her stance.
To take the question and actually try to legitimize it a little bit.
Maybe she's saying...
I think she's trying to be more neutral than anything, and I can appreciate that, because there's a lot of donors and things like that to the college.
Uh-huh. She doesn't want to upset anybody.
Yeah, right.
And I think maybe she thinks it's her job not to, you know...
Take sides on something
all,
like
be
that?
Be all opinionated, or? And maybe just to, you know, be an educator, if you will. But it's getting to that yep.
Are you all right? You got your
it's
mic?
Getting to that time. It's about 2 of 11, so...
It's 1 of...
1 of 11.
At the bottom of the hour, right now, if you got something to say, give us a call. We can air you last few minutes of our program. You've been listening to WVMM, and more specifically, Weapons of Mass Discussion, there on of, I use that
the
word incorrectly, on the V, 90.7, Grantham, Harrisburg, where we always tell you the names of the songs we play when we actually want to tell you the names of the songs we play. No, I'm looking for the legal ID, because we have to turn off the station.
Oh, yeah, that's
after
right.
After we're finished.
Ah, boy.
So, no music for you if you want to keep listening.
That's too bad.
We've been instructed to turn off the station itself.
Shutting down.
So give us a
the entire
call
operation.
If you want. And we'll play that.
Where is it?
I can't find it.
Is it in here?
Oh, here it is. I got it. I got it.
We're trying
we
to
have a lot of legal IDs.
Yeah, well,
identification.
Well, listen to next week when we're going to have a little guest, some M-Rave creator guest.
That is correct.
A video game expert guest, possibly.
We'll be hyping our show 2 weeks from now, of course.
About Quality Ride. Hopefully we'll have Kim Phipps.
New time.
Some input.
5 to 7,
mm-hmm.
We're hoping, next week.
Hopefully.
Shoot us an email
at
weaponsofmassdiscussion@gmail.com. You can also check out our podcast, wmd.podomatic, not a zero, O as in O,
as in the letter O,
matic.com, wmd.podomatic.com. And we can get back to your queries, to borrow a line from Saturday Night Live's ladies' man skit, barely recognizable, but there it is. And we will see you next week, perhaps at this time. And just to cut the whole thing short, I just wanted to let everybody know that it's really vital that everybody consider the fact that...
At this time, WVMM concludes its broadcast day. WVMM Grantham 90.7 on your FM dial is licensed to Messiah College Board of Trustees. WVMM studios and transmitter are located on the grounds of Messiah College. If you enjoyed listening to today's programming, or if you have any questions, please call our office at 691-6081, or write a letter to WVMM 90.7 FM, Messiah College, Box 3058, 1 College Ave, Grantham, PA 17027. WVMM, music for your mind and soul.